Mr. Yeah.
Mr. Yeah.
This is smooth.
It's DJ Sprinkles.
Oh yeah, I like the sprinkles. What's up? What's up, Andrew?
Chilling.
Oh, if you didn't know, by the way, you're listening to Inside Out Radio on COTR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC. I was going to say sunny UBC, but it doesn't really apply.
It's dark outside.
It's dark.
It was sunny an hour ago.
Yeah, it once sunny UBC.
There. Now plunge in darkness.
No plunge, yeah, forever. Shout out to all the students listening.
Shout out to all the students back at school.
Oh yeah,
back to the grind,
enjoying those classes. That's how it goes. Andrew Rice, you've been traveling.
Oh, have I ever.
Normally what we do when Andrew's on the show is he just plays tunes and then we talk about them, and then I ask Andrew where he's been. Because he's never here for like 2 weeks in a row, basically. He's known to travel. He's Mr. International. He's actually, he inspired Pitbull to get the name Mr. International. Now you know Andrew Rice is living that jet life. Andrew, where have you been?
Since the last time I was on the show?
Yeah, that's like months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
London,
Berlin, Helsinki, Lyon, LA, New York, Maine, Boston. I think that's it.
Mr. International. I don't know what... You clearly can't go through everything, because that'd just basically be the show, but what were some highlights of your travels?
I went to a cool new festival in Helsinki. It was really fun. I saw Deep Space Helsinki, who are like a techno duo, DJ like a three-hour set. That was really good. One of the best DJ sets I've seen this year.
Oh, cool.
Stayed at a chateau in France as part of a work retreat, which is pretty crazy.
Sounds like a pretty sweet work retreat.
We had a 70s themed pool party.
What does that mean?
People dress up like the 70s and then play disco, and there's a pool.
Sounds all right.
And like lots of champagne.
rough job.
Yeah, I don't know. I took an actual vacation on the East Coast last week, which I haven't done in like 3 years.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, went to a nice wedding in Maine.
You went to like the off the beaten path East Coast.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't go just to like New York. You went to like in other spots.
Yeah. Which stayed in some crazy houses. played with some great dogs.
Nice. That's a big highlight, is playing with some nice dogs.
I ate 5 lobsters.
My man. You're now the lobster man.
Lobster International.
Mr. Oh, that's a pretty good one. Did you play with any theremins? Then you could have been lobster theremin.
No.
I tried. I don't know. Anything else to report?
No.
All right. Should we just let them listen to the song?
I am going to LA next week to see this very artist, DJ Sprinkles.
What is he playing? Is he playing like a Ronda or something?
Dig Deeper. It's an after hours.
Oh, cool.
It's their 2-year birthday, so I'm stoked for that.
Is that the one that's like, the spot's like really chachi?
It changes all the time.
Oh, crazy.
But most likely, yes.
Yeah, nice. All right, cool. Well, I guess we can listen to the DJ Sprinkles tune. We'll be back.
Shouts to Hodge playing in Vancouver on Thursday night at Redgate. This is Hodge.
Thank you.
that last track was the new one from Outbox, which is Hodge's like jazzy side project. Hodge is a Bristol producer who's playing in Vancouver on Thursday at Redgate. Brought here by Michael Red, good old dubstep linchpin from back in the day.
There you go.
And this playing right now is a Vancouver artist. It's Lossel. It's from his new album on Cranky. It's a little more rhythm, like techno-y than his usual ambient stuff.
Thanks. I haven't heard any of this guy's stuff.
Really?
I don't think so.
He's really good.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Well, I'm about to find out.
He's been around for like 15 years.
Oh, wow. Is he part of like that old guard? Like,
No, because he's experimental. So he's always been on like the sideline.
Gotcha.
He lives in the Fraser Hood.
Oh, very cool. All right.
I did a feature on him in 2014. I can't believe you did. 2015. I can't believe you didn't read it.
I don't read Resident Advisor.
Then why am I here?
Because you're my friend. Let's listen. Big shouts out to the big homie Joe. Tuned in all the way from LA, I assume. Hello. Shouts out to Adam, sorry, keeping it locked in. We heard
that last one was more CanCon, Aquarian from Toronto. He's been making like jungly techno for a few years, but that's the first release on his new label called Hanger Management. It comes with recipes for pork. It's really good.
He likes food. The recipe's good?
They look good. I haven't made them, but they look legit.
And the song is also good.
He likes pork and jungle, and I like pork and jungle, so I feel this connection to him.
There you go.
And this is the most recent release on and Boys Noise Records by a guy called Rido. He's European from somewhere.
Is this like the first release in like a while? I feel like they haven't been active. Or...
They have.
They have? Oh.
They're just kind of irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is going to make them relevant again.
No, but I don't know. But it's nice, like, again, like jungly, like heavy techno. Some nice breaks in there. Heavy
nice.
Drums.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. Just in case anyone's wondering.
Let's enjoy it. All together.
Right. Together. We'll be right back.
September 15th through 18th, the 9th Annual Wavelandia Festival will transform the city of Victoria, featuring a diverse lineup of artists across numerous stages, all within walking distance of the city's beautiful and historic downtown core. This year's lineup includes Jurassic 5, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Wolf Parade, Ex-Ambassadors, De La Soul, Band of Skulls, Prozac, and more. Join us for 4 days of music, food, art, and fun. Visit rifflandia.com for details.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
That's right, we're back. CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You're tuned into Inside Out Radio.
That's the word.
Yep. That's what we're doing right now. Someone's letting me do this. What is this?
This is my traditional one drum bass track, although it's not actually a D&B tempo, but it's an Om Unit remix of Blox and Escher, who are two of my favorite drum bass producers.
Cool.
You got anything to say?
Not this time. Let's listen.
We'll be right back.
That's fine. Okay, I'll live.
Our levels are crazy.
Your level is crazy.
My level's always crazy. I need to like stand back here. Get away from the mic.
That last track was more Canadian content. Ryan James Ford, Calgarian who lives in Berlin. We were just talking about his meteoric rise.
Yeah.
Berlin and like playing Berghain within a month basically.
Putting stuff out on like MDR.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
That was a track from his new label called Shut. And this is another one of my favorite Berlin producers named Blue Hour. He's British. He's like makes a lot of like Jeff Mills style techno, very percussive.
Nice. Driving percussive stuff. Yeah.
It's probably his hardest record yet.
Nice.
It's called Blue Hour 7.
So descriptive. I guess the music will speak for itself. Let's let it. We'll be right back. I want to give a big shout out to Andrew's mom. Thank you for always tuning in. Your son's a real pleasure.
It's got to be lifted.
Shouts out to Levi, Locked On. We'll be right back.
We've reached the end.
Oh, I guess we've reached the end. I lost track of time.
You know what they say?
Time flies when you're having fun. Some static on the radio.
That last track was from one of my favorite UK producers, Beneath. His stuff has a lot of weird broken beats and effects, and that's from the new record on his label, No Symbols. It's one of the weirdest ones yet. And this track is from a Hungarian producer called S. Ulbricht. And it's his new EP on Lee Gamble's label, U1Q. Some nice, kind of ambient, kind of house, which you'll see later.
You know a lot about music.
I do.
Amazing how that works.
Shout outs to my mom.
Yes, very big.
Shout out to Joe.
Yes, big shout out to
Joe. Shout out to Levi. Yeah. Leaves, DJ Leaves.
Shouts out to Dan Fu.
Shouts out to Derek Duncan, why not?
Shouts out to anyone who came to Sidechick last Saturday. That was a good time. Shouts out to Christian Flores.
Shouts out to Katrina.
A big shouts out to Katrina.
Shouts out to Sarah Herji.
My sister. What up?
Our sister.
Our sister.
The world sister.
I don't know. I just want to... Oh, more of that static coming through. I don't know. That was Incident Radio.
It still happened.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that... It also was Incident Radio. But it's still Incident Radio.
Time is weird.
Right? Okay, tune in next week for... Andrew Rice isn't going to be on the show, but someone else will be, and I'll be here.
Maybe I'll be on the show again.
I mean, if you want to, you're more than welcome to whenever you want to be on. You're just going to show up?
Maybe.
Perfect.
Kick your other guest off.
Yeah. No, it might be Logan.
You think I won't kick Logan off?
I'll only let you kick a guest off if it's via a round-robin tournament of... tug-of-war. Is that a good way to determine things? Okay, cool. That has been the Zia and Andrew Banter Hour with music in the background.
With techno.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping it locked.